Discoveries in technology, medicine, and nutrition are emerging with accelerating speed and improving our health and quality of life. Join us in a series of conversations about exploring the new pharma and biotechnology trends. This is a view on cell-penetrating peptides for cancer treatment, brought to you by Lonza. Today, we are talking with Per Helsand, the CEO, along with Vishwas Padalkar, the CSO of Cybrexa Therapeutics. Cybrexa is an oncology-focused company developing a next-generation class of therapeutics selectively targeting tumors. Their innovative AlphaLex platform, consisting of a cell-penetrating peptide called FLIP, short for pH low insertion peptide, takes advantage of an important biomarker of cancer cells, acidity. The AlphaLex platform also contains a linker connected to a warhead, a small molecule toxic to cells upon release. Altogether, this novel approach allows for selective tumor targeting for patients, which have only a few remaining treatment options. Hello, Per. Hello, Vish. Welcome to our podcast. Let me start by asking, what does Cybrexa currently have in its pipeline?
So we have two cytotoxics and two DNA repair inhibitors. The two cytotoxics are, first, a topo 1 inhibitor, exatecan. We call that CBX-12. And we have also a maytansine, a DM4 molecule that we call CBX-13. We also have two DNA repair inhibitors, and those are a PARP inhibitor, rucaparib, that is our CBX-11, and a proprietary molecule we've developed that hits three of the four primary DNA repair pathways, being ATM, ATR, and DNA-PK, and we call that molecule CBX-14.
All right, thank you. So using these molecules, how do you ensure precise delivery into the cancer cells while avoiding completely the healthy ones?
Yeah, well, thank you. That's a great question and kind of the fundamental advantage of this technology. So our peptide targeting and delivery technology uses the low pH environment resulting from fundamental cancer cell metabolism. So the important takeaway here is that we are broadly and fundamentally targeting cancer cells, not an antigen or a mutation or some other biology that is specific to a subset of patients. So this technology is broadly applicable to all solid tumors. Second is the bimodal functionality of our peptide in that it provides targeting from the low pH, but also intracellular delivery of the payload.
Is there any size limitation to the tumor if you want to target all of the cells within it, if it would be something large? How does it look like there, the bioavailability?
So the whole conjugate is very small, so that even large tumors that can be very apoptotic in the middle and are not very well vascularized, because the peptide drug conjugate is small, 3,000, 3,500 molecular weight, it allows us deep tumor penetrations.
And regarding the cargo, since you are delivering basically any molecule through the cell membrane, what could be the drug cargo attached to the cell-penetrating peptide?
So we've looked at lots of molecules, as I'm sure you can appreciate. Based on what we've learned about the technology, we really like molecules that are extremely potent and therefore toxic. And the other thing that we're looking to is to identify molecules where, through the targeting, we can move them into much broader patient population.
Thank you. Maybe now a question to Vish. Since you can also attach an already existing drug, could this approach make the regulatory approval faster?
So that has been the strength at Cybrexa for the last 3 years. We have learned a lot about the linkers. There's a lot of linker technology available in literature as well as publications from various companies. But we have now used that as a stepping stone and built off of that, where we have a set of proprietary linkers which are fit for the peptide as well as the small molecule, and we can customize off of that knowledge, deep knowledge.
What are the advantages of this targeted approach compared to other cancer treatments?
So the hypothesis, and this is well known right now, there are enough cytotoxic, non-specific cytotoxic drugs that do an effective job and very efficient job of killing cancers. The problem arises that they also do a very effective job of hitting non-cancerous cells. So they have off-target toxicity. The other technologies are limited, as Per pointed out, by their dependence on a specific mutation, specific antigen, or a cell surface receptor. The AlphaLex technology that Cybrexa is developing is not limited. So we can now take those potent molecules and truly exploit them in terms of and benefiting the patient by going to every patient there is, every solid tumor patient, and use the properties that are already optimal for doing target cancer cell killing, but we remove the limitations of dose-limiting toxicity.
Can this technology be combined with other cancer therapies such as radio or chemotherapy?
So I think that's a great question. And the whole idea about targeting is this, because you are taking one molecule now and making it safe and avoiding the non-specific toxicity, you allow for potent combinations, radiotherapy, other chemotherapy, IO.
Yeah, I think that's one of the hallmarks of the technology, and it's key to what we're looking for in terms of identifying molecules that through targeting we can move them into new patient populations. And sometimes that's about reducing the side effects or moving them in the new patient populations, but by not being limited to a specific mutation or antigen expression, or being able to enable some of these potent combinations that have been plagued by toxicity for years.
What do you expect in the future for your technology and your company?
So we're moving CBX 12, the exatecan conjugate, to the clinic rapidly. We look to get through GLP tox and file an IND by the end of this year and move rapidly into patients in early 21. So we're really hoping to demonstrate proof of mechanism of the platform technology fairly early on in that process, demonstrating that as we've proven in mice, that we can preferentially target tumors while sparing normal tissue like bone marrow.
So CBX-13 gives us a great opportunity. It allows us to now go synergistically with two different potent chemotherapeutic agents, so that if one does begin to build resistance towards one, we can come with an equally potent, equally efficacious drug and go after those patients by moving a second cytotoxic into the same patient population. It also allows us to now do novel combinations with other chemotherapeutic agents or other immuno-oncology agents. And thus, we can now significantly expand the breadth of our therapeutic options for these patients. And it's a high unmet need.
That's brilliant. Thank you, Per, and thank you, Vish. Join us next time as we speak to experts in the pharmaceutical industry to get a view on the latest research and technology trends.